Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Star Center Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today I'm proud to bring you Unarian Revelations. We have as our guests Unarians Kevin Kennedy and Jennifer Stovall, and our topic for today is staying optimistic during challenging times. Greetings and welcome, Kevin and Jennifer. How are you?
Hi.
Doing great.
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be speaking to both of you. It's been a while. So, and the topic was selected is phenomenal. So I'm really looking forward to discussing it with you. Now, we're living in challenging times. I don't think there are many who would dispute that, both in our private lives and in our larger social lives. And in terms of the earth and what's happening on the earth, these can be said to be challenging times. Is there a reason, a spiritual reason, why we're undergoing these challenges at this particular point in time?
Well, I'll go ahead and answer that first, Hercules, if you don't mind, Jen.
Sure.
Yeah, there's absolutely a reason. This is a tremendously positive cycle that's coming into being, and so what's happening is all of the negation is coming to the surface for people on planet Earth to objectify. So it is because of this positive pulse that is going to be sending us into a more constructive evolutionary progression on planet Earth that all of the negation is coming out from underneath and bubbling up to the surface. So it really, when you think about it, no progress is made when everything is just fine. It's when these problems that come into our consciousness, into our way, into our lives, that's when we really begin to question who we are, what our motivations are, what we're doing with our lives, and gives us the opportunity to change for the better. Nobody likes to make change unless they're forced into it, backed into a corner. So at this particular moment in time, we are entering into what's called sixth cycle of the recessional. We're entering this Aquarian age. And so all of these elements that have not been objectified, that have not been really looked at and let go of from our past life associations are coming to the surface. So, yes, it's a difficult time for everybody on planet Earth because, you know, we're breaking the shell of materialism to evolve into that spiritual self that we are meant to be.
Wow, thank you. Jennifer?
Yeah, that really says it in a nutshell. I was just going to add that, yeah, this is a very important crux cycle for this planet, that this time, and it does have to do with the alignment of other planets, and it's been spoken about for a long time, the Aquarian Age, the New Age. I mean, it was started in Greece during the Renaissance. But right now, yeah, this is very, very important time for the Earth people. And when you look at a lot of the problems, you know, it, as Kevin mentioned, unless, you know, you're backed up against the wall, you aren't going to start looking at these things. So underneath, you know, what are the lessons that each one of us have to learn? What is coming up? What is it that we're reacting to? That's one thing we look at as Unarians, is especially, I think, you know, in the news, there's not far to look, but what is it that really causes a big reaction, and to be working with that, and then to look at the patterns that we've lived in this life and in other lifetimes, and then make a change for the positive. And so it really is a growing time for the Earth people to make these changes.
So the changes that we're facing in our daily lives, like for instance here in the Northeast, we recently had Ida, and a lot of people got flooded, including us, and our basement was like knee-deep in water. So that we had to deal with that on a private level as well as on a larger social level because it affected the entire area. And then we still have the pandemic. So mm-hmm. each of us, I'm assuming, is given an opportunity on many different levels to address these problems.
Yes, very much.
Absolutely.
And here in California, we've had to deal with the pandemic and then the wildfires, you know, that mm-hmm. have come through and continue. And, you know, you can hear how the fire up north can actually be seen and has gone all the way to New York at times. So, you know, and it's not just California. So this is a whole, you know, include all these things just includes everyone. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, and the reality is, absolutely. The reality is that, again, people do not want to change unless their backs are against the wall. So, you know, years and years and years ago, it was understood, scientists had shown, that if we continued on the particular trajectory we were on as a humanity utilizing fossil fuels, that we were going to have these situations arise with climate change because of the raising temperature on planet Earth. And so they knew this, you know, in the early 80s, late 70s, that this was a possibility if we did not change. And what did they do? They buried it. And so why? Because they didn't want to change the materialism that had been spawned through being able to sell vehicles and provide, quote-unquote, jobs to people. Well, you know, now here we are, 60 years later, and everything that was said might happen is coming to pass. So the reality, again, is we're being forced into the situation to making a choice. Are we going to continue on the materialistic way and say everything is okay, ignore what's happening on our world and the planet doesn't really matter, or are we going to begin to become more intelligent and say, look, this is going on and we have a choice. We can make this conscious selection to advance ourselves spiritually and with new technologies, leave behind the old fossil fuel industry. So now you see it starting to come about because reality is you cannot ignore what's going on anymore. So so what does that leave us with? Well, you know, now we're making steps towards electric vehicles, and that's wonderful. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We at Unarius understand that we have a positive future ahead of us because not only are we going to be leaving behind the old technologies that are polluting our planet, we're going to be embracing new technologies that work in harmony with the cosmos so that we don't have to be going through these tremendously negative experiences with wildfires, with flooding. In our future, we're going to be able to utilize what is called a power tower, a Tesla tower, not only to give the whole planet free energy, but it will also be able to control the weather. And this is something that Nikola Tesla talked about, you know, 100 years ago or more, and we ignored because it was beyond people's concept. Well, this is our future. We're going to be working into this new age where we're going to utilize these newer positive technologies that, again, work in harmony with the cosmos and help change our world for the more positive, constructive future. But, again, people are, you know, it's just like you go to AA classes and you listen to them talk, and everybody says, well, I was a fall-down drunk and I didn't want to change until, you know, I woke up one day in the gutter. Well, people are essentially that same way. We don't like change unless we're forced into it. So although these situations like Ida and the wildfires in California and the different storms that are coming now up through the Caribbean again, there's more of them on their way, they're negative, but it's making us have to change our value system and recognize that we cannot just do whatever we want without consequences. So the tonight's topic was how to stay positive in negative times. First is, you know, understanding how energy functions, that we're energy beings. And next with that is responsibility of understanding if this is the way, you know, my life is because of my actions, I have to learn to take more positive, constructive actions so that my world will reflect this more positive state of mind. So, you know, this is a closed circle. You cannot have a more positive world with negative people. And each one of us has to become that, you know, harbinger of change on our planet, which is what Unarius is all about, what Unarius teaches. It's not going out and telling somebody else how to live better. It's how we as individuals can change our consciousness to reflect that more positive integration with spirit.
And that is powerful indeed. Thank you, Kevin. Jennifer, you want to add to that?
Yes, I was going to add, and we do have civilizations in the past that were very positive during the time of Atlantis and also Lemuria. So every civilization has goes through, you know, a sine wave, very high and very low. And during those peak, I mean, we consider the high cycles very positive spiritual times. And so this technology is not new, because it's interesting how there's so much information out there about what to do, right? And that was talked about years ago. Plus, we've had Tesla and many of these great scientists bring these principles to our planet. So it's there to be utilized. And you can see some of it already being utilized when you hear about, especially when I hear the reports about pollution and how, you know, they're finding ways to lessen the CO2 or to help clean up the plastic in the ocean. So, you know, that all does exist. It's a matter of tapping into that that higher frequency resource that's there.
Thank you very much. Now, there are still a lot of people who are denying that there's global warming or climate change, and people are saying that it's unrealistic to think that we should change the way we're doing things. Are these people here too part of the learning experience, that we have to find a way to speak against that type of negativity and that type of fatalism?
Well, I would say yes, but it isn't like we have to go out and force somebody else to think or act a different way. Realistically, what we can do, by our positive fruits, so we shall be known. So if each one of us who are on the more positive trajectory in our lives and our evolutionary course are living these much more positive lives, and we're seeing the benefits of living that more constructive, positive way, those people who are living a much more negative state of consciousness, they're going to see that, and they're going to go, what are you doing that makes your life so, you know, wonderful? Why are you so, you know, positive? What's going on in your mind, in your life, where you feel, you know, I feel that more constructive vibration? And in that, we're going to be able to share what has made our lives that much better and much more healthy. So it's twofold. Number one, we as an individual soul have to grow and be the light of change in the world. Once we have done that, then those who do not necessarily want to have change, they're going to be able to see through our constructive behavior, our constructive lives, something that they will want to aspire to. So essentially what will happen as we, as the people who are much more positively biased or are beginning this evolutionary trek forward in a more constructive way, begin to change for the better. As souls leave this physical world in death, and if this world is vibrating at a higher level of consciousness, they will then be attracted to a different world of a lower vibration. Or those who are much more positive then will be reincarnating back into this world, helping this whole trajectory in a much more constructive way, because their vibration, their intelligence level is in rapport with what's going on now on this planet. So, it's not that we have to change other people. By our example, by our vibration, by who we are as a loving, constructive entity, an intelligent entity, we are going to then show a different way of life that other people will want to emulate and want to be like. And it works. It does. I've seen it happen over and over again in the small ways that I'm living my life. And I'm sure it's the same with you, Hercules and Jennifer, that we run into people who want to understand, what are you doing? How come your life is different?
Mm-hmm.
This is how the change happens.
Right. So it's not like being against those people, because that's a really negative energy, right? It's more living that out and expressing the positive. And that's how it happens. Everyone has their free choice, free will, I think it's called, and has that opportunity to make that change.
Thank you. That's a lot to digest and to think about. So basically, let's take with climate change or global warming, as some are calling it. How would we, in our daily life, make the changes that are needed to address that problem that the whole world is facing right now? And that most people can see is because of that.
Well, it starts with each one of us individually have to make the choices, the positive choices, to live a much more constructive life. And like I like to say, in tune with the infinite cosmos. So for myself, I drive an electric car. My wife, Tracy, drives a hybrid. We're cutting down as much as we can our carbon footprint. We're doing the things that are helping the environment versus hindering the environment. You know, we do the recycling. We try and save on water. All the things that are supposed to be needed to help with the challenges that we're going through. And then in the same sense, as I'm relating and talking to people who complain to me about, you know, oh, the gas prices are going up so much, it's ridiculous. And I said, well, you know, you can drive an electric car, and if you get solar on a roof like I do, then you're basically paying about 60 cents a gallon for driving. And, oh, I never thought of that. So there's these different things that we can do and share. But, again, it's so important to understand it's 180 degrees different from what most people think has to happen. Most people think, well, for change to happen, we have to go out and we have to change all those other people. Well, what we understand as Unarius is what we say and do in the psychic is so much more important, because that is where the true energy, the motivation, the power is coming from. It's from that psychic self. So if I'm changing my consciousness and recognizing, first of all, that this is just the beginning, it's not the end, that we have a more positive future ahead of us on our world and in our civilization, and that I can do my small steps to help in this positive change in trajectory, then I know that I can become a reflective light for other people, again, to say, wow, you know, what are you doing? How, you know, how is that working for you? And it makes, you know, I can't tell you how many people I've talked about my electric car in the last, you know, well, I've had one for 7 years or so. And
wow.
And the surprise on their face when they say, oh, wow, oh, you get that many miles, oh, and you don't have to pay for gas. And so it's little by little, incrementally, we can become the change we want to see in the world by our example. And that's just completely different than what we've been taught in school, which is we have to go out and we have to, you know, pound the pavement, make other people do what we want them to do. No, we by our example, we become what other people want to be, and they will want to live that more constructive life. So that is what I'm doing. And then, of course, I do vote. I do the things that are necessary to help in a physical way as well. But I know that the most important thing is for me, as I am objectifying my past, as I am changing the materialistic person I was in the past to one of more spiritual awareness, then I'm helping in the whole process of this world changing for the better.
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Jennifer?
Yeah, I was just going to add a few things, like, you know, choosing organic food, choosing what goes into your body over junk food, processed food. You know, you know you feel better, right? And that is like an instant effect. Having a really good filter on your water, or, you know, a special filter for the water, lessening a lot of waste. You know, when you know that, you know, instead of making trips, so many trips every day versus a couple times a week, you know, and I know that we all saw the positive effect during COVID when people were not driving. I mean, people were staying at home, and I know here in LA, it was like, oh my goodness, it was so incredible. It was so clear all the time, and it was really, really wonderful, right? And so now in this short time, you know, the traffic's back, and we have the smog, and you can see in that short time what a change like that does. And then I also think of someone like Greta Thunberg. Did I say your name
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, a Swedish gal that, you know, she should be in school, and she is promoting and this, you know, total rebel person and advocate for, you know, this more positive future. And she is going up against, you know, all of these big corporations and what's gone on, and just said, look, we're not going to have a future. If you continue on, my generation is not going to have a future. You know, if you continue on the way that you're doing everything, the way that you've wasted, the way that you've ignored all of the signs that are there.
She's one of my heroes. I have a book.
Incredible.
And occasionally I catch her on YouTube. But she's totally incredible. And she shows us that this is one child, this is what one child can do. Imagine if as adults you put that much passion into changing the world, the world would be a much better place, much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But most important is our consciousness. Where is our consciousness? Is it anger towards what's going on? Or is it keeping in tune and a higher frequency and then expressing that, you know, to people? And when people want to know, what are you doing? What are you about? You can give them information and share that. It's beautiful.
I found in my life that stopping the amount of news I was watching helped me tremendously. Because it seems, if you look at it objectively, the news as we're currently getting it in great deal seems to feed indignation, regardless of what stance you're taking. So I had to ask myself, do I really want to wallow in indignation for the rest of my day? The answer was no. So now I'm selective just to get information that I need, without dwelling on the pieces that feed indignation.
Yes, and what a difference to cut down on the amount of time, you know, all those feeds. And there's competition amongst the different news groups to get the most sensational. It's the same topic, but the most sensational headline, right?
Yeah.
So it's refed over and over and over again, only in a different way, a little bit more, with a little bit more impact on how it's going to sell to the public. So I agree, keeping that to a minimum. And then at the same time, when there is news and there is a reaction, because I can feel my, you know, my consciousness, my frequency, if I react to something, what is that about? And I can give an example of the most recent with the over in Afghanistan at the airport, when I saw the airplane and people were clinging to the airplane taking off, right? And it just, my heart sunk, and it just was, it was depressing. And I thought, what is that? And I had to look and see that actually was a reflection from the past of having to leave people behind, and I knew that that was not the right thing to do, right? Having to go on in some lifetime, whether it was more primitive or more, whether it was more advanced, but that was like a viewpoint or a scene out of my own past. So once I objectified that, then I felt a lot better. But you know, when it really, I guess, gives that emotion and really changes your consciousness, then there's something to look at, and that's a really good opportunity to objectify the past.
That's powerful. I had a very similar experience in my memories of Atlantis when part of the land started to go under the water. It was very difficult to locate people, and I had to make a decision that took me away unknowing, and that's something that remains with me incarnationally, I guess, since then. Thank you. Kevin?
Well, I just agree and understand exactly what Jennifer is talking about, because this is the key to actually staying in a much more positive state of mind in these negative situations, is when we can, as a soul, trace back to why am I so upset? Why am I emotional about this? And, you know, first thing people would say is, well, somebody died. Isn't that terrible? Well, when you really have an understanding of what life is all about, that there is no such thing as death. There's only change, and that whatever experience someone else is going through, no matter how quote-unquote negative it may look on the outside, there's a tremendous lesson that soul is learning by going through that experience and overcoming. So when you see these situations that on the outside you may be shocked, you know, whether it's somebody being killed or a car accident or somebody getting cancer, you may say, oh, that's awful. That's just awful. Isn't it awful the way this is happening to them? You know, this just happened to them. God left them and, you know, this happened. Well, no, not at all. This is an experience that soul is going through to learn from. And once they get through this and they understand, they come through the other side and they understand, now that becomes part of their positive trajectory. Even though they may lose their physical life when they incarnate again, that becomes part of their, you know, positive reservoir of knowledge, hopefully, that they will then have the strength to not put themselves in a situation like that again. So that it's just incredibly in-depth, and there's a lot to it when we look around our world to really being able to say, oh, how do I remain positive in these negative situations? There's a lot more to it than just saying, well, just be positive. What we understand as students of Unarius is, well, let's now go to the next step, which is, what emotion am I feeling and where is that emotion coming from? And you talked about it, Hercules, in your recognition of watching Atlantis go under. So I have that same experience and that same awareness in my own consciousness.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So those are situations that are very real with me that I have to, when they come up, I have to be aware of. So there's just a lot of things that are happening in our world that are giving us the opportunity to objectify past life experiences if we understand and know how to do that. So and right now, I know of someone who's a student going through cancer, and people have asked us, you know, well, how is she doing that? How is she doing so well? Isn't she having, you know, radiation and chemo? Well, yeah. Well, she's doing so well. Well, the difference is understanding that person, understanding where they've been before in their past lives, understanding what they're trying to work out now, and really with that awareness and alignment with spirit and alignment to their angel guides working with her, that makes their lives that much more filled, even though they're going through this quote-unquote negative experience. They're able to maintain a much more positive bias. And people are questioning, how is that happening? Well, this is the wonderful thing that Unarius teaches us, that it gives us the tools so that we don't have to allow life experiences to hold us prisoner to emotional states of consciousness.
Another profound
thing
to contemplate. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Jennifer, do you want to add anything to that?
I just agree with what he said, and I know in that instance and other instances and for myself that it's amazing what many of the students have gone through and that their healings are very, you know, the time is lessened that they have to go through a lot of the healing. I can speak of a recent, I fractured my left arm in May, and it was, I've never broken anything in my life, and so, it has been healing, and it's almost, you know, and I've been told that, you know, it has healed faster. So these tools are really work when these principles are applied, and that is something that we have our classes and we talk about, and then we have journals, and so we have the tools to do that, and very, very important. But it is amazing when you look at the amount of students earlier in the 50s and 60s. I know the moderator gave readings to students, and things turned around really, really fast. And when Uriel was, you know, here, and it's been ongoing with students that take up the study around the world. Very, very exciting.
Yes, I've read a lot of those records. They are very exciting indeed. Kevin, did you have something you wanted to add?
I sure did. And this is something that has been proven out in our present-day science. And this is what the moderator, Ernst L. Norman and Uriel said so many times, is that Unarius is going to be proven out in the laboratories, in the science laboratories. So what they are finding now is, which is, you know, part of that healing process that anybody goes through, whether it's, you know, a disease, a cancer, a cold, a flu, whatever it is, that our state of consciousness affects how our body interprets and overcomes that disease, that situation. So what they found now is the people who go around thinking negatively all the time, who are critical all the time, their brains actually take on a different shape, and that their body actually releases different toxins that are going through their whole system. And on the opposite side of that is the person who's much more positively biased, their body is releasing endorphins and other things that make them feel better about their lives. So it all is interacting and interconnected with one another. And so it just makes sense. If you want to have a much more healthy, positive life, you have to learn the principles to objectify the negative and get back onto that positive evolutionary track. And it's just, you know, one follows the other. If you're much more positively biased when you do get sick, or you have a broken bone or whatever happens in your life, you're going to be able to come through that much more healthy than the person who is constantly in a negative state of mind, negatively thinking, and going around and around in circles, basically in on themselves, thinking-wise, and closed off to that infinite creative intelligence.
Very, very, very true. And as you said, that's been supported time and again through science and also through our personal experience. Like I know, for instance, Ida interrupted my schedule a bit, and I missed out on some of my meditation sessions. I was meditating twice a day and then exercising every single day. That got interrupted for a few days, and I noticed immediately that my consciousness shifted to a less pleasant place. So the results are immediate when you stop working on it.
Very now, true.
You mentioned, both of you mentioned tools and techniques. So generally for someone listening, what type of tools and techniques would they use? I use meditation. I use visualization, affirmations create a more positive state and to meet the challenges of the world in a more positive way.
Well, I can talk about the journal.
Okay.
Yes.
A little bit. The moderators set this up too. It's called the Self-Mastery Chart, and it is in the Infinite Concept of Cosmic Creation. So basically you go and list your fears and phobias that you're dealing with the understanding that the positive takes care of itself. And so we really want to hone in on the negative emotions. So you make a list of, you know, whether it's jealousy, criticism, whatever may be going on with you, anger, and then every night, or it could be in the morning, or whichever you decide, take an inventory and you write down how many times you were angry, how many times you were jealous, or whatever that emotion is that you were dealing with, and just be aware of it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to say something, you know, or ritual or anything like that. You just make a note of it, and you're aware of it, and know that you're the spiritual beings, your guides, and your higher self is working with you to overcome those emotions. And then as you go forward, you see the change. And it is amazing because you're basically catching those emotions, like putting out a net and then catching them. And I've seen it many times where, you know, at the end of the day, I might write something, and then maybe it was about someone I was having a lot of reactions, and the next, you know, I would write that down, or how many times I felt a certain emotion, and the next thing is like practically gone. It's like diffused, totally diffused, And then the other thing that I do is write down what I'm grateful for. So what happened during the day that was super positive, or that I, you know, people in my life that I'm, you know, very, very grateful for, and highlighting those. So I do both, and I find that that is a really good tool. So I have kind of adopted that on a daily basis. And then, you know, attuning through study, reading the text. Also, there's videos. We're on YouTube. So whatever that is for each person, for a starter. Hey, Kevin?
Thank you so very much. Kevin?
Well, I just, you know, what Jennifer related is so important. We talk about the good things, bad things, and or the self-betterment chart in engineering, which is part of our lesson course. That's what the infinite concept of cosmic creation is. That's our lesson course that teaches all about how energy functions, how atoms function, where the energy comes from that powers the atom. How we, you know, that is not even metaphorically, that is exactly the same way we work as an individual, this higher intelligent force coming into us, streaming into us from the inner planes, and that the, you know, physical body is the smallest element of who we really are. So when you begin to understand these things, then you can begin to say, okay, well, what is consciousness? What is the mind? And how does that function? And it's all explained in that textbook, The Infinite Concept of Cosmic Creation. So that one particular lesson that Jennifer is talking about is extremely important, and those are part of the tools that we are given to begin to make our lives that much better. You know, we talk about writing on good things and bad things that happen to us since beginning as a child that we can remember, and beginning seeing those cycles, how they've remanifested in our lives. Then, you know, you have the self-betterment chart where you're, you know, objectifying the emotions that we may go through a lot that are dominating our lives versus us being much more objective with them. That gives us that tool. Then Jennifer talked about the gratitudes, which is extremely beneficial for anybody to go through. Is even as simply as sitting in the morning and having three things you're grateful for. It doesn't even have to be big things. Just, you know, I'm grateful for the coffee I'm drinking this morning. It just tastes so wonderful. I'm grateful for the soft breeze upon my cheek. It just feels beautiful. I'm grateful for this home that I'm living in, because it is just a warm and wonderful place to be. Those gratitudes help set our consciousness up in a much more positive way. And then along with that, I can also say we should use a diary where you're writing down what you're going through on a daily basis. And it's all about learning to turn the channel of our mind so that our exterior environment isn't dictating the way we are thinking or feeling, and becoming the masters of our own consciousness. We want to become the captain of our own consciousness so that we can say, yes, I allow this love and this light and this joy into my life, and no, I'm not going to allow the negations and the anger or resentment and or other things that, you know, may be, you know, reflecting into my consciousness to dominate my mind. And it's not that we deny them. We're not Pollyanna about it. We want to learn, which is what, you know, teaches us, how to objectify those things so they don't come back. See, it's not just enough to say, I want to be positive. I'm only going to think positive things. It takes the next step, which is, okay, if I'm having these negative reactions, which everybody does, why are they here? Where did they come from? Where did they begin in my past life associations, so much so that now they're dominating my mind? You know, one of the things I really enjoy is a term, and it's just, it's probably come about in the last, I don't know, 5, 10 years or something, and it made so much sense to me when I heard it. You know, when somebody is living rent-free in your head, you hear that term, well, I guess I'm living rent-free in their head, because they're so obsessed with you, or you're obsessed with that other person. You're just going around with it all the time, all the time, all the time. Well, what Unaris teaches us to do is how to stop that at its source, so that we can then decide, no, I'm not going to allow the negative portion of myself, my lower nature, I'm not going to continue to give that power. I'm going to now start to give power, to give strength to my inner self, to that loving self, to that angelic part of myself that I want to be. So there's all these different tools that are given to us. And for myself, I think the most important tool that Unaris gives us is all these lessons, these textbooks that Unaris has channeled from these advanced minds if we put our consciousness into those studies, into those textbooks, we're aligning our minds with that higher intelligent source. And then our lives, you'll see that. You'll see that beautiful love energy come into your consciousness, and your life will take on a reflection of that love energy. This is something that we're not taught in school. It's not talked about is how much, you know, whatever we're doing, you know, what we're looking, what we're reading, what music we're listening to, everything that we're involved with has a particular vibration. And if it has a lower vibration and we're constantly welcoming that into our consciousness, into our lives, we're going to have a crummy life. I mean, just one follows the other. And it's not a great mystery. So the other side of that is if we can align ourselves with those higher angelic forces, those intelligent beings, those super beings on these airplanes of light, I mean, wouldn't you want to go to Plato's school tonight if you could? Of course. You know, I'd love to go meet Plato and talk with Plato and learn about life from Plato and Socrates. That would be fantastic. Well, what we learn in Unarius is we do and we can, but we have to learn how to change the channel of our mind so that we're receptive to that message. And that's what these beautiful textbooks do and these lessons and, you know, different videos we have. They align us to our higher self, to our better self, to our angelic self.
And make it very accessible. I can vouch for that. Now, you both mentioned spirits and angels and cosmic beings. What is our relationship with them? Like they are, according to many sets of beliefs, our companions and our guides through our journey in life. What should be our relationship with them, and how can we interact with them more?
Well, being aware of them, first of all, everyone comes into this earth world with a band of a spiritual group. A lot of times they can be more positive people from your past, a teacher. And so, you know, that's the very beginning to be aware, and they are always there. But there is that need to be aware that they are there. And I think you had, in some questions, wondered about, you know, well, can they help? They certainly do. They're always trying to help guide us. However, we have to be open to that. They can only do so much, though, because it would be karmic for them to do it for us. And we need to go through those experiences to polarize them and to make them part of our higher self, and so that the outcome is that element of wisdom, and so that is a higher frequency, and then that becomes, you know, our future, those positive elements or gems of truth that they live on eternally. So in that way, they are always there. And as a Unarian student, you learn how to sense them. They come in so many different ways, especially through the study is like one of the quickest ways. You can feel that love energy, the vortex, when you're studying and you're trying to understand a particular concept. All of these books and CDs and the videos have been impinged with these high-frequency energies, and it's one of the fastest ways to make that attunement. And that's why when Uriel was here, you know, she was very very adamant about different things that the way that the center was set up and the way that certain objects were in her home and everywhere, because she had that ability in her development to project and put energy. So when people look at those, they are, whether they're aware of it or not, their frequency is raised. Pretty cool.
Thank you very much. Kevin?
Well, I think, you know, Jennifer really, really touched on it, and I mentioned earlier that these texts, they are carrying that higher frequency, that higher vibration. And that's what is so very important, because what most of us, we haven't really touched who we can be, that real essence of our higher self. It's there, but nobody's ever taught us about it. Nobody's taught us how to tap into that love energy, that higher intelligent energy, that is a part of our own consciousness that links us to these angelic beings. And so this is what Unaris teaches us. And as was related, we all have these super intelligent beings working with us and helping us. They're there with us, pulling for us to do and evolve out of this world eventually. But if we don't understand the reality of who they are, if we don't understand how to change the channel of our mind so that we go from being on the materialistic channel to being open to and attuned and aligned to that higher spiritual channel, then that can't be a reality in our lives, can it? Now, the interesting thing is that artists, musicians, poets, writers know and understand that when they are at their best, that as they say, something took over. It wasn't me anymore. It was like it was writing itself. It was like the painting was painting itself. They understand that there's this intelligent inspiration, you know, this breath of the gods that's coming through their own consciousness and expressing into this world. Well, the benefit of Unaris and what we teach is, and these understandings of how the principles of energy function is, it goes from being an accident that happens sometimes on its own to a conscious recognition that it can happen continuously if we learn to function and work in tune and in alignment with that higher intelligent force. So now, instead of it being an accident, now every morning when you get up, you can say, wow, I can't wait to see what the infinite intelligence and creativity has in store for me this day. It's going to manifest itself if I'm open to it, to this much more positive, intelligent energy. No matter what happens in a negative way, I know that there's a much more positive forward trajectory in my life that is happening.
Wow, that is...
That makes sense?
Very powerful.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have one more question. Are we going to become guides and spiritual brothers after we leave this sphere? If we've learned our lessons well, then we can guide others?
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
You know,
yes.
The reality is we already are. Every time we have a change of consciousness where we learn a lesson and we are able to let go of a negative past energy, and therefore our mind, our vibration, our whole being is now oscillating at a little bit higher intensity or a little higher vibration, whatever you want to call it, then we become a teacher of others. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it's not like we have to go out and yell on the street corner at people walking by. Our very essence of who we are now is vibrating at a higher intelligent rate. And everybody we interact with, we are then helping them. We become the teachers for them by our behavior, by how we live our lives. And so then you take that even further. Yes, when we go to the other side, we'll learn even more, and then we will, because that's how you progress. We will then be helping others to make this ascension into spirit and to learn their lesson. That's what it's all about. That's what evolution is, you know, we're growing by our efforts to overcome our own lower nature. And then we grow even further by our efforts to be of service to our fellow human beings.
Very, very powerful and very noble, and I can't think of anything more worthwhile to do with one's existence. Thank you, Kevin. Jennifer?
Well, I love the term angels in training, because I think that's really a student's life, right, to become mm-hmm. that angel. And so, you know, there are always going to be ups and downs because of the sine wave, and that we're energy beings. That is part of this existence in this finite world. But to keep more of an even keel, so that it's not way up and way down, and I guess the term for that is manic, but you know, as you go forward, you know when you're getting into more negative situations, and you know what to do more quickly, and how to keep your consciousness more attuned to that higher self and to those spiritual guides and beings. And so, It proves itself out, and that's the beauty of it. Always, and the moderator did this over and over again, and so did Uriel. You know, the proof is in the pudding, right? So always want to test the spirits and see, you know, how am I doing? Is it, you know, what I am expressing? How is it affecting other? How is that being reflected back into my life in a positive way or a negative way? And I know for myself, I can find out pretty quickly because, you know, if it's negative, I get that feedback very quickly. And that's why I appreciate the study so much.
And you can recognize it, which the studies they help you do, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now, we're nearing the end of today's conversation, and I'm a big fan of Unarius, as you both know, and as anybody who's listened to this channel knows. And I'm very proud to be able to have this conversation every month and help share with others all the wonderful things that I found myself with Unarius. So how can people who are listening for the first time enter the world of Unarius?
Well, for starters, they can go to the website, which is www.unarius.org, and they can also visit the Facebook page. Off of there, there are YouTubes, there are articles, and there's much more from there, and then there are events coming up, which I'll let Kevin talk about.
Okay.
Certainly. We have a new event coming up, and it's called, hold on one second while I find it, make sure I don't do this improperly, otherwise everybody's going to tell me how wrong I was. This is our Interplanetary Confederation Day celebration. It's going to be happening on October 9th and 10th, and it's called First Contact, Are We Ready? So on this weekend celebration that will be broadcast live, you're going to be able to see a lot of it on our Facebook page, and you'll actually be able to go to also and view it via Zoom, much more of it on Zoom, where we're going to be walking through the center, seeing the Unarius Center, listening to music, watching and taking part in art. It's really going to be a wonderful weekend, and in that you'll be able to get a much more bigger picture of what Unarius is teaching and what Unarius is all about. So I would say, first of all, like Jennifer said, you can go to our website, unarius.org, and read some articles about Unarius and how Unarius functions. And it is a nonprofit organization that's run by a board of directors. And we have, you know, lots and lots of videos and lectures that you can listen to and or view, and books that are available that will help anybody who is beginning this whole process of wanting to live a much more constructive, positive life. Take that step.
Thank you very much. And we have enough time for a conclusion. Is there anything that we didn't cover today that you feel that we should have covered that you'd like to leave with the audience before we close? And I guess we'll start with Jennifer.
Definitely that Earth has a very positive future. We've been told that, and we know from the many contacts that we've had with the Space Brothers and from our studies, and I think that is the most important thing.
Thank you so very much. And Kevin?
Well, she stole my thunder. exactly what I would want people to understand on this planet is that, yeah, we have lots of negative things happening, but there's also a lot of very positive things that are happening on our world that, you know, people are being inspired with change and inspired, you know, scientists and doctors and peoples in the medical fields, they're all being inspired with these wonderful positive expressions to help in this evolutionary, you know, projection and trajectory forward for our world. And so, you know, on the one hand, you have the pollution and the many things that we have done for so long that now our planet is going through this tremendous upheaval. But on the other side of that, the scientists are also now developing many ways to counteract that, not only with new technologies in the way of you know, electronic cars and different ways we can get rid of the use of fossil fuels, but also ways that we can heal our world. So whether or not, you know, you see or visualize or have an awareness or a contact with some of these space brothers, some of these angelic beings that live on these higher spiritual worlds, know and realize and be aware that they are working with every one of us and are constantly inspiring us and constantly wanting us to live a much more loving, positive, beautiful life. And it's up to each one of us to make that a reality by our behavior, by what we do in our lives, and how we share that love energy with those we come in contact with.
Thank you so very much. And in my world, or the world of this podcast, Astrid, one of my hosts, we started to focus on all the positive things that are happening in Sussex County. And that was what we focused on the show. And we found that not only were there more positive things than we could possibly report in each and every show, there's way too many wonderful things happening, but that just by focusing the show on that, we both felt a lot better. and it was, nothing else happened other than we shift our focus from the negative to the positive. And more recently, I'm a big fan of the space program too. By it seems, if you just listen to the complaints, that nothing's going on there, that's something we abandoned a long time ago. And that could be, that's the furthest from the truth. There's a lot of things happening with space exploration and space science, and it's continued to happen, but we don't focus on it as much in the news, and it becomes kind of like invisible or lost in the noise. So if you start focusing on it, the amount of things that are happening, again, your entire world changes into we're part of a continued effort to expand into outer space. So what you're saying has a lot of truth, and it is phenomenally powerful. Thanks to both of you for being here. I enjoyed our conversation. I miss you guys always, and I look forward to being part of the Conclave of Light in some small way from here on the East Coast.
Great.
Wonderful.
Grateful
Thank
for
you,
this conversation.
Hercules.
Thank you so much, Hercules and Kevin. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yes, thank you both.
Good night.
And thanks
Good night.
To everybody. Good night. And thanks to
Take
everybody
care.
You too. Whether you clicked on a link and found yourself here, whether you dialed and you're on the board, or whether later on you're going to find us on demand. Until next time, this is all of us wishing all of you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. And we're going to close with If You Can Dream by Virginia Ackley.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky, but only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake. Dream till you feel. Dream till you know it. Dream till it's real. If you can dream, then you can be bound by love and yet be free, but only if you can dream. When when love and trust are deep and fair, there is nothing your heart won't dare, but only if you can dream.